We can bow in prayer. Holy God and Creator, we are thankful for this first day of the week, a time that we can gather in peace with our fellow brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ, and share our same opinion of like faith. We're thankful for Jesus Christ and what he represents for us. We're thankful for the example that he has given us on how to live a life, how to treat others, and how to be a servant. We're so thankful for your love and Jesus Christ's love that he gave his life in our stead. Help us to be mindful of Jesus as we go through each day. Help us to use him as a pattern for how we make our own decisions and how we treat others and the words that come from our mouth. We're so thankful for the many blessings that you continue to give us in this country. We know that we do not deserve the many great things that we have. Help us to not grow complacent. Help us to be content with the things that we have and to realize that all good things do come from you. Help us to embrace our mission of spreading the gospel and leading a Christian life. Help us to, no matter what stage of life we're in, realize that we can always grow and we can always produce fruit. And we can always be an example and a light to those we're around. Please forgive us those times that we try to follow our own ways, times where we give in to our temptations and our trials. We understand that you can deliver us from all those situations. Help us to always lean on you. Help us to look to you for guidance. Help us to put our will away and to look to your will as a way to live our lives. We're so thankful for the many reminders that we have daily of your awesome power and mighty and full control over this universe. We're thankful for the creation that you have presented us with and allowed us to live in, where we can just look out at any time and see your beauty and detail. We're thankful for the constant reminders that we receive in this life that we are only here temporarily and we should be continuing to search for that city that is an everlasting city. We ask that you be with those that are in our thoughts and in our minds that are dealing with the trials of this world, whether those be physical ailments, spiritual problems, mental problems, or difficult situations. Help those people to realize that they need to lean on you and to look to a goal farther ahead. Help us to be an encouragement to those people. Maybe we may say the right thing that it can be uplifted. We ask that you be with the Evans family as they are dealing with sorrow at this time from the loss of Dave. We're thankful that we have Christians who have gone on before us, who have kept the faith for so many years. Those that we can look at to for examples and for strength. We can pattern our own lives of living a life with endurance and fortitude. We're thankful for the Bible that you have left us with. Help us to hold on to that treasure and to search that treasure on a daily basis, understanding that that is filled with the words of your wisdom and words of how we should lead our lives. We're thankful for this congregation here and congregations across this country and the world that are striving to follow your will, Help them and those congregations to continue to do that. We're so thankful for the many great things that we receive in this country. Help us to be able to stay strong if times become harder for us, where we may suffer persecution. Help us to be able to be bold in this world and to wear Christ on our shoulder. We're so thankful for this avenue of prayer that we can talk to you through Jesus Christ and communicate with our thoughts and wishes. We understand that the power of prayer is great and that you can answer our prayers. And we say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.